From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Back to TGO Radio.
What's happening?
Recording on June 22nd.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Between the two shows, we went out and stepped out to the deck, and Jeff kind of threw the ball around for his dogs, and then fucking a big...
Goddamn gnat.
Gnat flew in.
Flew right down my fucking gullet. Hey, he's still trying to crawl out, little fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Nasty.
That's a bad fucking, that's just a...
Yeah, I don't want to eat bugs.
Oh.
No, fuck them.
Not going to let Bill Gates talk you into it, huh?
Nope.
No?
Fuck Bill Gates.
Yeah, really.
And his fucking bug food.
And his fucking garbage his operating gimmick. System.
Fuck him and his gimmick.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're running Ubuntu variants on these computers, Bill, so fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't used... I think we have Apple machines at work. And I've used Linux at home for...
Oh, my God, since I turned you on to it.
However long since you turned me on to Ubuntu 6.04 or something, whatever it was.
You were running Ubuntu when we did the first year, right?
Oh.
No, because you were using a different audio...
First season I was using Windows. The first season for a fact.
What the fuck was the name of that audio? Like it's something like what's that? Odyssey?
Gold Wave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess we did use Windows for a few years, didn't we?
Season one was. I can't speak for season two. It's 2008 and 2009.
Yeah.
I can't speak for when we got what we used there.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you turned me on to Ubuntu, I think it was 6.04.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was the first. So whenever that came out. You brought it over, and I was like, well, this is, you know, it's kind of lighter. It's just kind of...
Oh, it runs good.
I want to say that was the first one I used. Let me see here.
It was a little difficult at first because you had to kind of learn. You don't have to learn as much about Linux now as you used to in the old days, how to unpack stuff, how to do the
No, that's true.
Pseudo app.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's see. So
and I hated it because when I used to talk to people that I knew so maybe casually.
Maybe it was 6.06, maybe the long-term server.
When you tell people that you use Ubuntu, they automatically assume you're some kind of fucking Linux geek that knows all this fucking back-end shit and everything. I'm like, I don't. I just hate Windows, so.
I know enough to make it work.
Yeah.
Looking for a release date for it. Let me see here. Yeah, so it might have been the 6.06, the LT-ish, the long-term server.
Yeah.
Let me see, October.
What was the animal name of it? Does it show that?
October 2004? Oh, that can't be right. I couldn't have been using it that early.
04?
Yeah. I couldn't have been using it that
early. No, because you were using, what was that audio file or program you, not Winamp. What was that?
Goldwave.
Goldwave, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. I had been using that for some shit.
So maybe it wasn't 6, whatever. Maybe it was 10 or 8 or 10 or whatever. But anyways, it was a few years. So anyway, it's been 10, 15.
It's been a long time.
It's been 15 years anyways is
yeah.
the point.
Yeah.
And I'll never go back to Windows.
I use it at work. I have I have to use it on my machine at work.
Well, I'm saying on my personal. I'm never, never. At work, they can do whatever they want.
But, right.
But my boss is a big Apple guy, so we have iMacs at
work. Nice, man. Macs run so fucking good.
Yeah, they run fine to using a third-party software that runs off their servers.
Oh, really?
And hard drives. It's web-based. It's third-party, and it's...
Oh.
Every time they do an update, it gets more and more buggy and slower and slower.
Ooh,
and
that sucks.
It does suck.
Wow.
Anyway, Ubuntu 9.10. Let me see.
Boy, that rings a bell.
April 2011. That might be it, actually. Anyway, it's been many, many years, many, many French fries. But
yeah, fuck you, Bill.
Yeah, no, fuck Windows.
He fucking stole his fucking shit from IBM anyway.
You brought that shit over to me, and I lost my mind. Couldn't wait to use it.
We have pizzas, we have 300 hamburgers, many, many French fries.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Many, many French fries.
Did you hear about the French fries?
Yeah.
Did you hear a lot of French fries? Have you heard about these?
Have you heard about the French fries? Have you seen this? Did you hear about this?
God damn, that's funny.
Here's a video I saw on the Twitter machine today. See if I can get it to play.
I'm going to change my hoish ways.
I'm sorry?
Her hoish ways.
Hoish ways, okay.
I'm going to stop being promiscuous. I'm going to stop telling my daughter's carnation and cremation that my one night stands is their new daddies. I'm going to stop spending my food stamps on these men. I'm going to stop dating convicted felons. I'm going to stop drinking Mad Dog 2020s, and I'm going to stop.
I don't know why you would quit doing it. It sounds like it's going
great
up to this point.
Oh, my God, it sounds great. What a life.
Why would you quit doing it?
No shit.
Any of these things.
I tail up on the first night. I'm going to stop licking ass and kissing men where they pee.
I'm going to stop licking ass and kissing men where they pee.
Can't tell you how grateful I am that was as clean as it was.
No, did you isolate that?
Oh, yeah. That will be isolated.
I'm going to stop
licking
ass.
I'm going to stop licking ass and kissing men where they pee.
I'm with you, sister. I'll join you.
You know what? If she can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
My
if
God.
You can do it, I can do it, lady.
I'm going to stop licking ass and kissing men where they pee.
Fair enough.
Oh, man, that's great. Good for you, sweetheart.
Something happened.
Yeah, something snapped.
Something bad happened. Kind of crossed the line.
One of them felons finally fucking took his anger out on her. Smacked her around a bit.
Odds are pretty
good. Oh, that motherfucker. Fucking rat bastard. God damn you.
I think he followed you in here trying to get revenge for his buddy that went down your throat. Boy, if I had ever died for every time I've heard that.
Right.
Hack. Don't stop licking ass and kissing men where they pee.
You know what? That makes two of us, because I'm tired of my breath smelling like a fucking tannery.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I'm
like
going to fuck
a tannery.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Fucking slob. God.
Yeah. Be really curious to know what brought this on.
Oh, you know, Jeff, it was a fucking, I mean, this is a lifestyle change.
She's
not going to drink Mad Dog 2020 anymore. Boy, she's not going to spend food stamps on these men anymore. She's not eating ass. She's not
Jesus.
Sucking any more dick. Well,
she had to have found Jesus.
I bet she did.
That's the only man I can think of that would make you turn your life around like that is everybody's friend Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Won't stop licking ass and kissing me where they pee.
I mean,
boy, that grin
but you know what, though? And I can tell you this from experience.
Yeah?
Easier said than done. Well, you know what I mean?
That's true. Some habits are hard to break.
You got
you know.
It.
Yes. I mean, once you fucking, you know, kiss one fucking piss-covered cockhead, it's, you know. I mean, you kiss one and you're fucking labeled for life, so you might as well just, you know.
You might as well make a habit
exactly.
out of it. Exactly. Yeah. You can't get an ass clean enough for me to fucking... There's no such thing.
Not even a bleached one?
No, I sat on a fire hydrant for 20 minutes. No, not clean enough. Not clean enough. I like that fucking tackle box till the cows come home.
You don't eat out of the garbage can. What are you licking ass for? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I heard you.
What are you doing?
I'm going to stop planning weddings after meeting a guy after one day.
Whoa. You know, something tells me, and you know what? You can call me a dangerous reactionary all you want, but something tells me this chick has made some bad choices.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to start bragging on social media that I have a new man. I'm very desperate.
I have a new man. She's very desperate, though,
Jeff. I'm very desperate. I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for love. But I'm...
But you're looking for it in all the wrong places. The asshole in the pee-pee. You ain't gonna find it.
Well, judging by the look of this gal...
Yeah?
I think what she's looking for is a saddle. Because that's a hefty gal. And she's looking for love.
Yeah.
So she's on the cock carousel for 30 years.
Looking for a captain with a ship.
And then she goes, you know, it's time to settle down.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to quit eating ass. Now she wants to settle down after 30 years, you know.
Yeah.
Her fucking pussy looks...
That's a lot of fucking ass eating.
Buddy, her pussy looks like a big Montana. And now she goes...
So funny.
She's a roasty, as the kids say.
Oh, roasty.
Yes.
Fucking big Montana.
Gonna wait for Jesus.
Jesus.
There you go. I knew it had to be our
Jeff,
friend.
She's
gonna, your friend and mine.
It's our friend.
Yep.
Jesus.
Jeebus.
But I'm gonna wait for Jesus, because Jesus is the...
What if Jesus told you to eat all that ass? Then what? Then you're in trouble.
Oh, shit. Maybe he wants you to eat ass. You never know. He's got a plan. He's got a plan.
Yeah.
And that ass eating, it's part of it.
What if the ass eating is part of the plan? What if tossing that salad was part of the plan? Then what? Then what are you going to do? Who are you to question the Lord? Am I right or am I right?
Exactly. I mean, he wants you to lick that fucking piss top hairy cock.
Well, shit pipe. Stick your tongue. It would never occur to me to say to a girl, hey, would you eat my ass? It would fucking never occur to me. Are you nuts?
Prefer mine without nuts, thank you.
I'm looking for love, but I'm going to wait for Jesus, because Jesus is the man that's going to bring me what I need. And I'm just going to wait for his timing.
Can you piece this together to where she says, I'm going to stop eating Jesus' ass?
Yes, Jeff. Yes, I can.
Stop eating Jesus' ass and licking where his pee-pee comes out?
Yes, I can. And I am going to, it'll be at the end of this episode.
Nice. Yes. Nice. Yes.
Oh. Once it stops. Just being this horrible person that I once was.
Don't be so hard on yourself, sweetie.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I discovered as I got a little bit older, because I fucked a shit ton of girls in my days.
Okay.
And what I discovered as I got older is that it's not, what you're doing is kind of creating a distance between yourself and actual intimacy is what you're doing. And so that's what, once I kind of got that figured out, I went, oh, that makes sense. Because instead of like trying to create an actual bond with someone, what you're doing is you're just distancing yourself. It's attitudinal. You're yeah. distancing yourself from. About the time you get to this point and you've had kids and you've eaten ass and you've
Your
sucked.
Breath always smells like shit. Ass breath.
Yes, there's not enough toothpaste.
Brush your fucking teeth, you filthy swine. Filthy
swine. Filthy swine really hit me where I live. I enjoyed that immensely. Hey, speaking of that, I've got a new out of context audio this week. I meant to send it to you, and I forgot.
Oh, let's hear it.
Well, I'd love to. Let me see here.
Doug, please.
No, Doug doesn't have it. I've got it.
God damn, it just gets me every time. TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Oh, you have a sexy little boy ass. I'll give you that.
Right on.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
I don't even know what the what 30 was. Did I ever send you 30?
TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Oh, my dearest Bruce, your asshole is like mint juleps in the spring.
This has been Out of Context Audio.
That's fucking fantastic. God damn, that's funny.
Doug, you got...
Holy shit.
Doug, you got to go back on that one. Hang on, Doug. Oh, man.
Wow.
That's great.
Oh, that was awesome. Oh, my dearest Bruce, your asshole is like mint juleps in the spring.
So, there's, I would love to get into anatomy of a joke where we kind of break a joke down sometimes. You're the funniest motherfucker I know, and it's not close. But fucking, when you start to say some shit sometimes, and I just go, and I kind of lean back.
You kind of load up.
Because I'm not trying to step on you.
Oh, my dearest Bruce, your asshole is like mint juleps in the spring.
I just go, I know something's coming. Oh, fuck. That was great.
Oh, that's very funny.
What was even number 29 even? I don't even remember. I probably haven't been sending all these to you, have I?
Well, you were for a little while.
That's so good.
How can you not so laugh at that every fucking time? Every
TGO time Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Tittle my ball bag and we'll get to fixing your nose. Boy, that's clean. God damn.
It's fucking clean, man.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
Holy shit, I haven't heard that one yet either.
And, well, we're recording so many shows ahead and out of sequence and stuff. I have no idea where half of these came from. I have no clue.
Why does it tickle my ball bag?
Worry about fixing. We'll get to fixing your nose.
Fixing your nose. The fuck was that about?
I don't fucking know. This is number 28 right here.
TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Drown me in your cum.
Jeff,
okay.
Jeff is out of context.
Jeff has quit eating ass, and you know,
moved on to fucking bukkake.
Apparently, I'm gonna keep playing them until I hear one I've heard before. I can't remember.
TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Find a gravel road to fuck this boy.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
Boy. We drop them. We drop them clean, don't we?
It's clean.
Fuck. Wow.
Clean. This is number 26. I'm going backwards from 31.
TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Get your dick smeared ass into my face.
Okay. That one I recognize. That one I recognize.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
I don't know. It's almost like you're counting down or something.
I really appreciate you calling me out for saying two of the three dumbest things I've said on this show this season.
It's almost like a countdown, Casey. I'm going to do a show.
Yeah, it's American Chat 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm a brain dead idiot. Sheesh. Why doesn't Casey have his own file in here yet, Doug? How does Corky Romano have a file and Casey Kasem does not have a file in here? What are we doing?
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. 2?
2?
God, the indignance in his voice is so fucking... It's awesome. Who the fuck is putting me on at 2 in the morning?
2 a.m.?
The fuck is wrong with you?
Well, why pay for a show you're going to... You don't pay whatever that show cost at 85 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then put it on at 2 a.m. because you're paying a fuck ton for it. Kind of put it on Sundays or something like that. When was it on around here? It was on Sundays, right?
Sunday morning, kind of late morning.
Yeah. 10 to 2.
Something like that, God, was it on 4 fucking hours?
Yeah. Well, there's a station that does all 80s weekend, every weekend, and they play an American Top 40.
Do they?
It's about like 6 a.m. Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
It's early.
No.
Ours is old 80s weekend.
I sent you that TikTok video of like the number one, all the songs that hit number one from like 1976 or whatever. Yeah. I've stumbled upon a shit ton more of those. Yeah.
It was every number one song from the year.
Boy, that one from 76 just really hit me, man.
That's a good.
That brought back a lot of memories, specific.
Yeah, that was good.
Man, there were some. I think you said,
what was the one you and I talked about? That Diana Ross song? Right? It was Diana Ross, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, there were some good fucking songs on there.
Mm-hmm. It's every number one show from the year 1976.
And you get up into like 80, 81, and there's some decent songs, but boy, a lot of it's just throwaway garbage.
No.
Stop licking ass and kissing men where they pee.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Very good. It's a woman that's made a choice. Good for her.
Things you're not going to do in church anymore. I'm going to stop licking ass, kiss a man when he pee. I'm going to start praising Jesus. Because Jesus is the man.
But where was Jesus when you were cock hopping? You know?
That's why you don't see the other set of footprints. He was pushing her fucking ass from me.
He was fucking, yeah. That's why you didn't see that. Jesus was getting her from the back. What you saw was, you didn't see a
set
of
footprints. You didn't see the footprints side by side, you saw him like this.
Yeah, you saw knees, though. Two sets of knees. Because Jesus was getting her from the back while she was eating ass and licking men where they pee. Oh, Jesus. Everyone knows Jesus likes it from the back. Everyone knows. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy.
I'm going to quit eating ass. What's the decision like when you decide to eat ass?
Why did you start?
You know what? If this is going to be a full service outfit, then what I'm going to do is... I'm just going to eat ass. I'm just going to start eating ass.
Is that a conscious decision you make, or do you just do it?
No one gets out of bed because I'm going to eat ass today.
I don't think so.
Right?
There's no way.
Right? I mean, I told you, you can't get that thing clean enough. And there's a girl that came up to clean our office the other day.
Yeah.
And she's got an ass like an alley cat. She has zero ass. She has concave ass. Not an ounce of fat on this girl anywhere. And I'm telling you, she can't get it clean enough for me to put my fucking mouth. I mean, she just can't. Now I'll eat your fucking pussy till the cows come home. But I just, you can't get that thing clean enough for me, that dirt button. You know? Gonna eat ass today.
What else she got to say? Is that it?
No, yeah, that's it. That's the whole thing.
It? Okay, so.
Jesus is gonna find her man for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's probably one of, you know, we all do that New Year's resolution shit. You know, I'm gonna lose weight, I'm gonna drink less, and I'm gonna quit eating ass and sucking cock and.
Boy, that was clean. Woo! That might be next week's Out of Context Audio. Boy, oh boy. Just
remember, you're going to have to play those for me come, you know, January.
Yeah, no, I know.
Hey, remember?
Yeah.
That dick out of your mouth.
And then again, you know, she looks like she ought to be plowing a field in the 1860s. Someone ought to have a, you know, like a fucking blade strapped to her.
Have a bit in her mouth.
Yeah, and she's fucking... Yeah, they're planting wheat somewhere. She's a beast, I guess is what I'm telling you.
Jesus, why'd you turn her down that path to begin with? It's all your fault because it's all your plan.
You know
so
what? That's what I don't
ultimately,
get.
We've got to put this on you.
Right.
We've got to put it on you.
That's what I don't understand.
You know.
How is it not Jesus' fault?
It is.
All the ass eating and cock sucking. So it's also
all
clean.
Part of the plan.
Yeah, well, I don't understand how that wasn't part of Jesus' plan, but now we're falling back to the good Lord.
Oh, that was the devil. The devil was in her. Mm. She had the devil.
Mm-hmm. Anywho. If you decided you had to change your life like that, like you had to make that kind of a drastic, you know, what would it be? Like if you had to, me, it'd be like gambling, you know, jerking off to teenage girls in bikinis pictures.
Jesus. It's better than jerking off to teenage boys.
Speak for yourself. Like, I know what I like. All right, beat it. Fucking judgmental.
And I don't know.
Yeah. Attitudinally, I go from, you know, weakness to weakness to, you know, so like before gambling, it was whatever my problem was before, and then it was, you know, so.
So, you know, when you conquer that one, another one's going to take its place, another weakness.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 I mean, I am an addictive personality asshole. That is 100% for sure. But I don't know, you know, like what was my problem before? I found the slots last year. What was my problem? You know what I mean?
I don't know. What was your problem?
I don't know. That's how,
the I'm, fuck was your problem?
That's what I'm trying to remember. I always spend money on dumb shit, though.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. Maybe one thing I could change.
I'm going to, you know, you'll come to my house when I'm retired and you'll be like, are you okay? I mean, I will have nothing. Money-wise, zero. I will retire with nothing because I spent everything.
Yeah. Just your books.
Yeah. I'll have books. I'll have Blu-rays and
blow.
4K discs and Blu-rays and DVDs is all I have. That's it.
But you're going to retire anyway.
Buddy, with fucking nothing. I will retire with nothing. Even though the dollar will be so worthless in 12 years.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, all of us will retire with nothing.
Yeah, we're going to get that Weimar Republic currency where you need a fucking wheelbarrow full of dollars to get a loaf of bread. That's where we're heading. What happens when your currency is worthless? I would love to retire. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, it's not going to be possible because they can't pay you enough, you know, a subsistence amount of money when the currency is worthless.
Yeah.
They can't pay you enough. That amount of money does not exist. And the more money they pay you, the worse it makes the problem. I mean, that $900 a week I got during the Corona shutdown was great, but here we are. You know, milk is $3.50 a gallon still, and blah, 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 you know.
Boy, what was that? That was like, what, six from the Fed and three from the state or something? It was,
yeah, I got three.
Decent money.
Three something from the, yeah, and then 600 from the Fed, or yeah. 550 from the. Anyway, before taxes, it was $900 a week. After taxes, it was 740 or something.
Yeah.
Like 750 a week?
I'm fucking shitting in tall cotton.
Buddy, I moved.
I know. That's right.
When the entirety of the Western world was shut down. Because of a fake virus, am I right? No, I'm just kidding. But like when the entirety of the Western world was shut down, I moved. I had the money to change houses.
That's right. I forgot. You moved right in the middle of that
shit.
Yeah,
the fucking feds paid me. Yeah. I had a great pandemic. I did.
Thanks, Unky Trump.
I was making a boatload of cash. I was able to move into a better house. It was just like...
Fucking moving on up, Wheezy.
I had a great pandemic.
A great pandemic.
Oh, it was awesome. And then my girlfriend left me. That was in September. Yeah. But still, I mean, for that 6 months or so, I was, yeah.
Did she go back to eating ass?
Who, me?
No, she.
I don't fucking, you know what? Again, I...
Went back to that black dick, didn't she?
Buddy, I have no idea. No clue.
She missed the Louisville Sluggers, huh?
Well, I mean... If you're going to go from fucking a black guy to fucking me,
yeah,
then you're probably due long for some black cock after that's over.
Yeah.
Because
I could see you wrapping some sweat socks and shit around it, trying to get some girth.
Yeah, well, trust me. I had to get in that pussy and move like I was doing a hula hoop to touch the walls of it. So whatever.
I ain't hear it hitting nothing yet. What the hell's going on in there?
Find my keys, we'll drive out.
Hello. 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 Help me.
I'm not going to lie, that was good pussy. And she was a slob, too, which was, sexually, she was a pig. So that was always good. But, yeah. I do miss pussy, but I do not miss women, man. Not one fucking bit.
Thought about trying a tranny, maybe?
No.
Enough with their gimmick.
Because I'm not gay either.
Sure about that?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay.
I think by the time I ate the seventh male ass, I was like, maybe this isn't for me, you know?
Look, thanks for the samples. Going back over here. Okay.
So that's what you can't get at Costco, that ass-eating sample. That ass. You got to get out there and get in it.
We should go to Costco and set up an ass-eating sample booth.
Oh, man.
See how long it takes us to get kicked out.
I saw a story over a weekend of a guy that's just like some homeless drug addict or whatever, just kind of walked into a kitchen in a restaurant and started throwing drugs into the food. People got sick. And
what the fuck?
People in the kitchen were just like, man, that's just another kitchen employee. Because if you ever worked in a restaurant kitchen, you know what it's
everybody's
like.
High. But, yep. Everybody's fucked up.
Yeah. Just
throwing drugs in, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Yeah, well, you know what the fuck. Stoner idiots.
Dude. I stopped at the fucking Walmart on the way into work this morning. 6:30.
What time do they open? On the way into work? They open at 6 a.m. in your town?
It was 6:30. I fucking stopped at Walmart, and I'm walking back out to my car, and these two fucking idiots parked in the handicap spot. And of course, get out of the car and start, basically waltzing up to the door. It's like, what's your fucking handicap? But Jesus Christ, the fucking pot.
Oh, yeah.
The smell, 6:30 in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start carrying around a cooler in my car, big enough to hold at least a case of beer. And I'm going to go park somewhere, and I'm just going to start with a can, start slinging beer around, going, well, if I'm here to shop, because if I fucking did that, and if I fucking drove around like that and just operated like that day in and day out, you'd all have me in a fucking clinic.
Not these fucking pot-smoking idiots. I've had it with the potheads.
Oh, my God.
I've fucking
Jesus
had
Christ.
It.
Okay, it's legal. Good. Go home, smoke it.
I've had it with that smell.
Ugh.
I've had it with your need to fucking cope with a life that's not complicated. I've had it. I just, you know, your weakness is not interesting to me, you pothead buffoon. Beat it.
Look, I don't give a fuck, man. Go smoke your, I don't care. But the fact that it's just, dude, I drive down the road to work and I can smell it in people's cars.
Yeah.
It's 6:30 in the morning.
It's everywhere.
What the fuck?
Your life is not that complicated that you got to smoke at 6 in the, it's not, it's just, not wake and bake, man. It's just fucking not that complicated. Your simple is the answer to the question. If you got to get up and fucking smoke at 6 in the morning, you're fucking simple.
God damn, man.
You don't have great expansive thoughts.
You're at
one. Now listen, I co-host a podcast where we talk about eating ass. But, you know.
Yeah, and your point.
Yeah, well.
But it's 6:30 in the morning. You're both at Walmart. You're obviously going shop. You can't go to Walmart and shop without fucking having to...
No,
you know, smoke up.
They can't do anything without smoking first. It's not getting up and going to Walmart. They can't have a sober thought. Why would you want to spend, when you're mediocre, when you're average, why would you want to spend that kind of time in your own fucking head? That's my whole thing. And I've had it with your, you know, failure to cope. I've had it with your, you know.
Had it with your fucking gimmick.
Yeah. That's been our phrase this year.
It is.
Enough with your fucking pothead gimmick
fucking
already.
Gimmick.
Vegas was the worst.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking
Fremont
city.
Street. Oh. Jesus, it's everywhere. You know, okay, whatever. It's Fremont Street. That I can put up with it a little, you know, a little more. I've never cared for the smell of that shit anyway.
No.
It's not a really pleasant smell to me. And, you know, it's like, but again, whatever. I don't care. But the fact of the matter is what pisses me off is the fact that it's just flaunted so much. Mm. You know, people are smoking it in their cars. You know,
well,
it's legal up here. It's not legal down there, but they're fucking, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just, you know.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong, though. It's just I've had it.
It's irritating.
Again, I've, you know. Oh, 20 more minutes, man.
20?
20. You want to talk about some more ass eating?
No.
What do you mean, no?
We've beat that fucking thing to a pulp.
There's an AI version of Batman from the animated series
that wants
to talk to you about your porn addiction.
Well, I'd love to hear from the Batman.
This is several weeks old, actually.
Yeah,
I'd
love to hear
from
the Batman about my porn addiction.
Oh.
Well.
I understand that quite a few of you out there are dealing with a pornography addiction.
Yes, Batman.
If you are struggling...
I don't know if it's an addiction. I think I handle it just fine. Thank you.
I want you to know that you have my support and that I'm here to help you through this.
Well, thank you, Batman. Thank you very much.
That's comforting.
You want to help me through this? Cut my balls while I'm jerking off, Batman. You want to help me rub the crease while I'm fucking whacking my mule? You want to help me?
Fucking put that tongue on the asshole while I'm doing this, Batman. Let's go. If you're in. If you're in, you're in. If not, you're out.
If you're in, you're in. I don't know about you, but there's tale told. Some people are going to quit eating ass. That's what I heard. That's what I've heard.
It's kind of the trend.
Yeah, well, you know, listen.
I'm going to stop licking ass and kissing men where they pee.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yep.
All right.
Wise choice. I applaud your life decisions there, young lady.
Oh, that's a far cry from young, which might be a show title.
far cry from young.
To help you through this.
Oh.
Recognizing that you have an addiction is the first step towards recovery.
You want to help me scroll to the next video for me so I don't have to take my hand off of it? You want to help me? Fucking asshole.
Listen, play that one again, will you, Batman?
Yeah. Can you hit the replay button on that? I don't think he really wants to help me.
No, I don't think he does.
Because I need to come, Batman. Okay? That was clean as a fucking whistle. Boy, was that clean.
So does Batman.
Well, you know what? Maybe if you drop a couple loads, maybe, you know, wouldn't be so uptight.
Batman's over there robbing one out. Get it? Get it?
No, I got it.
Did you get it?
Bird, 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 bird.
It takes courage to admit it, and I commend you for that.
Well, thank you very much. Thank
Remember you. That just because you have an addiction, it doesn't make you a bad person. We're human, and humans are prone to making mistakes.
Oh, I see.
That's very soothing, very comforting. Thank you, Batman.
I've never jerked off and thought I made a mistake. Never.
Important is that you keep trying to stay clean, even when you mess up.
I don't know every about you, but I always wipe up. I mean, come on, Batman. I'm not a goddamn heathen here.
I still keep towels, you know. Like, I could probably do with a Kleenex nowadays with these 3-drop loads, you know. You know what I mean? Like, I could probably...
Trying to stay clean even when you mess up.
Uh-huh.
Every day is a new opportunity to start fresh.
Yes, to jerk off to a whole new video. You spend longer finding the jerkable video than you do actually fucking jerking off now. You ever tried jerking? I mean, have you tried jerking off to a porn movie? You got to find the video. Okay, so all right, so I got to figure it out. So I want, let's see. Boy, is it boy, girl, or girl, boy, or let's see, boy. Okay, so we're going to do two girls and a guy.
That girl in there.
Compilation. Let's see. Facial swallows. And you got, and then it takes you half an hour to get it dialed in. And then you got to find the fucking.
Next thing you know,
the actual video you're going to come to. Your arm's falling asleep. Your fucking cock is half wilted.
And
it's over.
Ain't doing it. The next thing you know, you're standing out by the dumpster at the 7-Eleven getting arrested.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you can't dial it in at home anymore.
No. I'm not there yet. But.
Precarious.
Of unhealthy relationships are built on mutual respect.
Oh.
Trust.
Huh.
And communication.
Oh.
They are not built on objectification or exploitation.
No. Okay.
Do it's not disappointing, settle. Batman.
I mean, you know.
It's disappointing.
Speak for yourself, because I've known some animals who...
For a cheap and empty imitation of love.
Oh.
You deserve real love.
Oh.
And
yeah.
I deserve to get this ass eaten.
Just tell Kylie that. that may have been a hair offsides. She's been gone just as long as she was around by this point, but she was the last one, so she's the one I'm going to fucking talk about.
It's one.
Love. You deserve real love, and it's out there waiting for you.
All you got to do is find Jesus first, and then
he'll show you the way.
Oh, he sure will.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to put in the work to overcome your addiction and to build the life you truly want.
Oh.
What are we going to replace this addiction with, Batman? Smack? Pot? Coke?
Smack. Well, I don't know about you.
Angel dust?
I don't know about you, but I'm replacing it with gambling. And my debts are skyrocketing. Because I have the self-control of an infant.
Ooh. Pretty lights, yay! Tap, 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 tap. Yep. Look at the lights.
Yep. Yep.
Go to leave. Where's my car? How come the Indians are driving my car away? Did they do that to Marge Simpson in one of the episodes?
Yeah. One of your guys tried to sell me fireworks. That's crazy talk. No, I'm telling the truth. No, it's my brother. Crazy talk.
No, it's my brother. Crazy talk.
The work to overcome your...
Yeah, I forgot Marge had a problem with the slots in that one episode, didn't she?
Yeah, when they put the casino in. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Addiction and to build the life you truly want.
Are you telling me the Simpsons predicted your gambling addiction?
What if I...
They did it again.
What if I am living the life I want, Batman? Jerking to 19-year-old girls with daddy issues and...
19. I'm glad you threw that in there.
You can't find the older videos anymore. You can't find the other ones anymore. I remember when the internet used to be fun. You know, now...
And to build the life you truly want.
Oh.
You don't have to be perfect at it, though.
Oh.
Keep your focus on
progress.
That's
why I keep practicing.
That's right.
You know?
I'm still waiting for that perfect jerk. That fucking, you know, that 30-minute edge just enough. Not too much. Edging. Are you fucking serious? Fucking edging. That's another thing I'm not going to do. Edging. Let me come. Fucking beat it. Edging. I need to get up in 5 hours. I'm not edging. I'm trying to fucking drop a load under this crusty towel.
Jeez.
Kick rocks, Batman. could also be a show title.
Yeah, kick rocks, Batman.
Truly want.
Yeah.
You don't have to be perfect at it, though. Keep your focus on progress. I believe in you, and I know you can do it.
Do you?
I urge you to seek help if you need it.
Oh. Well, that's what the videos are for.
Right, exactly.
There's no shame
obviously
in asking.
Supplementing something.
Asking for help. And you don't need to overcome this alone.
So this is like a serious thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
There are many resources available.
There's another minute of this.
Wow.
We're a minute and a half in.
To help you overcome your addiction, mm-hmm. such as support groups, therapy, and online communities. Yeah. I'll make sure to...
Online communities got me in trouble in the first place.
Right. Yeah. Link some of this whole thing started.
Exactly.
Those in the video description so you can look at them later.
Oh.
Also, I want to remind you that just as with any addiction, it's important to work on...
Also, I want to remind you, the younger it is, the tighter it is. And you know...
This video has been brought to you by Astrolube.
So you can look at them later.
Video brought to you by X-Hamster.
X-Hamster.
Also, I want to remind you that just as with any addiction, it's important to work on building healthy relationships and habits. Watching porn can be a way to avoid dealing with uncomfortable emotions or situations.
Yep.
Duh. Yeah, duh. Thanks, Captain Obvious. Caller! Huh, never made the connection. Yeah, really?
Duh.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Batman.
Yeah. I jerk off to Riley Reed so I don't have to deal with actual fucking women, stupid. Thanks for stating the goddamn obvious.
Fucking Batman. He's sharp as a cat. Really, he don't miss fucking nothing, does he?
Nope.
Pulled that observation right out of his fucking bat belt.
They don't call him the world's greatest detective for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, he's got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid Batman.
And habits. Watching porn can be a way to avoid dealing with uncomfortable emotions or situations.
Duh.
Like dating. Why would I want to do that again? Beat it.
So it's important to find other ways to cope with stress and negative emotions.
Smoke pot.
But there is hope.
Oh.
You are strong enough to overcome this. And I believe in you.
And Jesus will be there with you, too.
Jesus, Batman believes in me. It means a lot more than fucking Jesus believing in me. I don't give a fuck. I could actually worship Batman if it came down to it.
Countless others who have been in your situation, and they've made it through. You can do it, too.
Yeah, countless others have been in my situation where I've had to wrestle a towel into the washing machine.
Wrestle a towel? Like trying to put a 4x8 sheet of plywood in there, isn't it?
Buddy, I've had to fucking struggle with that thing like Cocaine Bear to get it into the washing machine.
Like putting battleship armor into the fucking washing machine. It just won't bend.
That thing is armor plated like the Killdozer.
Plunger in there trying to shove that fucker in there.
It's fighting back, Daddy.
You finally get it in there, you put it on the rinse cycle, and it busts the fucking inside of the washing machine all
just
up.
Fucking, yeah. Like the Incredible Hulk, it just broke through.
Funny you say that, that's what I called mine. Here comes another Incredible Hulk.
Jesus Christ.
Been in your situation, and they've made it through.
Oh.
You can do it, too.
I know.
You are not defined by your addiction.
Yeah.
You are a person. I think my...
I don't know.
I think my two credit card companies would disagree.
Have you heard our show?
Yeah, I mean, this is not a good opportunity to. Oof.
I think my credit card got me.
You should go hit my boss up for a loan to pay these off.
Shit.
Batman, you don't know me. Fuck you.
You don't know shit.
Beat it. Kick rocks, Caped Crusader.
Caped Crusader.
Who have been in your situation.
Caped and fucking idiot.
Good one.
They've made it through. Yeah. You can do it too.
I know.
You are not defined by your addiction. You are a person with hopes, dreams, and the potential for greatness.
Mm.
My dear friend, please take the necessary steps to start your recovery.
That's like when you're talking to a, you know, like a Muslim scam artist. My dear friend.
My friend. No, my friend.
Oh, thank goodness we have banana bread.
Oh, thank heavens.
Always have your back.
Thanks, Batman.
Caped Killjoy.
He really is a boner killer.
Jesus Christ,
fuck,
man.
Fuck this guy.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Batman. Appreciate that public service announcement there. Hope that covers your time for community service.
It really does fucking... It really does. Yeah. That was the last thing he had to do from, you know... For...
Who does the gay porn addiction? Aquaman?
What are you trying to say about Aquaman?
I think he's a flaming fucking queer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop licking ass and kissing men where they pee.
Fair enough.
Yeah, good, yep. Good.
Me too.
Yep, we'll join you. Join you in this crusade. No more brown tongue for me.
Right on, buddy. Good.
Yeah?
Good. I'm glad you've taken this stand in your life. I've put my mouth on some pussy that may as well have been an asshole. But those days have passed. Go take a shower, you slob, before I put my mouth on that chemical disaster.
I don't know about you, but I feel better about myself with those encouraging words from the caped fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, I do feel better, right? Like you kind of...
Sure.
Yeah,
we can do this.
Yeah. Do you know how much, I mean, you have to watch porn to, how many hours in a day to be an addiction? Like, at the end of the day, I'm not going to the casino every day, right?
Right.
But there's guys who are probably looking at their phones several hours a day just watching porn and just, ugh. That just sounds fucking miserable, man.
I mean, Jesus Christ, you got TikTok out there, you know? Fuck. Mm.
I'm tired, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did take a nap today before I came over, though.
And why are you tired?
Because I have sleep apnea and I don't sleep well ever. I'm tired continually all the fucking time. Yeah.
You really should do something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my plan is to die in my sleep. Oh, okay. So I don't, deal with it. Right. So I don't have to deal with it anymore. My poor son's going to be fucked. Because I've got nothing ready for him when I'm dead. I got nothing. Oh, well. At least there's no porn addiction. I'm glad that, like, when I die, my son will not have to go through my house and find, like, you know, just a sex doll torso that I've been fucking or anything weird, you know, like.
With its ass all eaten out.
Yeah, just, you know. They just sell torsos now. Did you know, like, from right below the pussy?
What?
Yeah. And then, you know, you'll have, like, a pussy and a stomach and some great big old tits and no what? Head. They just sell the torsos now, yeah. Yeah. And guys are fucking that.
Oh.
Yeah, man. You know. How much more do you need it dialed in?
I don't. What the fuck is wrong with people?
You won't have to find that stuff in my house when I'm gone. My son,
you sure
is,
about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Swear to God.
No, there is nothing weird in my house.
Okay. You die, I don't want to come over and find any of that shit. I'll be mad.
You know, when I had
you won't care, but...
You know, when I had my car accident many years ago, my family had to go through my apartment to get all my stuff moved out. And my...
Oh, no.
And my stepmother found a photo album. I've never told you this story?
No.
Now,
maybe.
Now,
maybe.
She and I have not discussed it, but my brother was there. She opened it, apparently. It's so funny.
She's into Jesus, isn't she?
Well,
I bet that was a...
Well, that was thin Brian, too. It was swinging back was then.
Swinging, yeah.
Now, the only thing swinging on me is my gunt when I walk. Fatso idiot. Fuck me.
Okay, so I assume that these were pornographic.
Yes, it was, I'll have to bleep this. It was a great big fucking tit monster.
Okay.
Back before she pushed out three kids and that body meant something, you know? And she had great young... I was never a big tit guy, but she had great young big tits.
Were they like fucking Polaroids or something?
No, they were actual, because I used to work at a camera store. So I would take rolls of film in and develop them there at the store. So I would take rolls of film with...
Here's Brian's 8x10 glossy.
And
talk about a headshot, am I right?
Kind of starts with her slipping, you know, and I haven't looked at these. I still have the pictures, but I haven't looked at them in years.
Oh, my God.
But it starts with her kind of slipping off the bra strap, and it very quickly gets to some nudes, and then very quickly gets to some cock sucking, and then blowing a load on her stomach. Like, it's the whole act. I brought this really expensive camera home from work to use. Like, it had a timer on it, the whole bit, man. It was, it was something.
I bet your fucking brother lost his fucking shit. I can see your brother standing
And he was young then, too. Like, he's in his 40s now when I had that car accident.
Early, mid-20s?
21. Well, anything else you need to cover before we go home today?
No.
Pieces of audio and got a show out of it. That's the beauty of this fucking nonsense garbage
podcast.
Swear
to God, when we don't plan... For it,
I know. We got a couple of things we can
recap.
Yeah,
we're not eating ass.
No,
we're not.
I'm not kissing
men when they pee.
I'm not kissing men when they pee anymore. Yeah. Yeah,
we're leaving it to Jesus.
But yeah,
and Batman's gonna work us through our porn addiction.
Because after all of his cock hopping, I finally decided I'm trying to find a man. You know,
trying to find a man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to stop licking ass and kissing men where they pee.
Goddamn, that's great.
That's the best. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over?